Next, the man I predict will be Montreal's most popular house guest on his acceptance by Canadian immigration, musician Cotter Ballooney. In sanctuary for over 1,000 days, in church in Montreal, awaiting approval of his second immigration application to Canada.
You hear me?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, very loud and very clear.
Huh?
Very loud, very clear.
Yeah, but I'm not hearing you very well.
Anyway. Oh, I can up mine, too. There you go. Is that a little better? A little better now?
Yeah.
Okay. So you were saying about the music.
Yeah, I have a project. Just now, I got somebody called me. They want me to do artist project.
Yeah.
I have somebody do I don't know what to name this project, but I know it's going to be big gallery.
Wow.
Yeah, and they ask me, I don't know, to give me like, yeah, to give me one space.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this space is going to be like, yeah, it's musical space.
Really?
And I have to record in here from my room.
Yeah?
And I want to send it to them.
Okay.
And they want to play it in December. Here in Montreal.
Very good.
Yeah, I have to practice a lot.
Oh, okay. So this is a live performance by you.
Yeah.
You are the performer. Are you also the composer?
Yeah.
Composer, performer. Very good.
Yeah. You know, I'm not a big composer, but like, you know, I'm, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know. You put out a CD.
I'm copy many things from another big musicians, you know.
Oh, okay.
I'm copy for them. You
so
know,
you're
I'm
like an arranger? Are you like an arranger then?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I take from here, from there, and you know.
Yeah. Good.
Like, do you know the music? Like the music Love Story.
Yeah.
Do you know this? I made same, but with different notes.
Oh, okay.
And it sounds very, very, very good.
Oh, good.
On the piano, yeah. Yeah, just I have to record it.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not yet recorded. It's
and like, is this for your exhibit in this artwork, or is this something else you do for the art exhibit?
No, this is something else.
This is something else, okay.
Yeah. But I think I want to put it for the gallery.
Yeah.
I think so. Because I was just today. This I got the phone just today for the lady. She asked me if I can do that. The woman.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And before you called me.
Yeah.
And just check email and I stopped to check email because you called.
Oh.
I'm thinking she wrote something.
Okay.
On my email. Yeah.
Okay.
Not my email, my committee support email.
All right. I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't checked it yet?
No, not yet checked it because you called me.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Blame me. Go ahead.
Not me because I have no idea.
Do you want to check it while I'm on the phone or can you do that?
Yeah, if you want, I can check it.
Sure. And we'll see if we've got any more news.
Hold on.
Okay.
What she said, hold on.
Facebook quote
project next Emmanuel Fabiano Gomez Sound Installation Project 10/21/12. Installation. What? Hold on. Page and one link. Hi Emmanuel, hope all is well with you. I'm part of a group organizing a show at La Central Gallery Left Parent link www.lacentral.org right parent. The show is taking place 17-21 December 2008 and it's entitled, quote, Border Movements, quote. The objective is to showcase art and artists that have direct relationships with social movements and to engage in a conversation about art and activism on the theme of borders and migration. Would you be interested in collaborating with Cater and together creating a sound installation? You have free range as long as it deals with the theme of the show in any way. If you're interested and available, please let me know that you're in. You can then get in touch with Cater at 514.691.0567. Best, Adiana.
Did you hear it?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. So that's the letter you got, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you have
But I talked to a woman. She called me.
So she has not yet responded?
No, she called me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because this person talked to another person.
Yeah.
And the woman called me.
Yeah.
Just half an hour, before you called me.
Okay.
I'm ready to talk to her.
Oh, okay. So you're hoping to get in touch with her tonight?
Hmm?
Are you hoping to get in touch with her tonight? Is that it?
No, she called me.
Yes, okay. All right.
Yeah. Because this message, just now I open it. And maybe I'm late to open because maybe she sent it, the morning,
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, but,
So you have to reply. Now you have to reply.
I don't have to reply because I talked to her.
Oh, I see. So this was the message she sent, and in the meantime, you've been on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very
good.
The woman called me, and that's it. She said she wanted to play it in December.
Okay. Do we know when?
Yeah, she said now 27 or 17, I don't know.
That's a good time, because everybody has lots of time between Christmas and New Year's, usually.
Yeah, it's like... Say 27 or say 17. I don't remember the date.
Okay. But 27th is better than 17th.
I don't know.
Well, Christmas, right?
But I hope I'll be outside in this time.
Oh, I hope so,
too. I hope I'm not here, man. It's Christmas, man.
Yeah. Well, I suppose you could always volunteer as a Santa Claus, you know? They would never recognize you in a big white beard. Sitting in a chair.
I don't want to take any
Catter Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But I want to do a good job. She asked me today, she wants to send me somebody he can record in.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I want to do with him this. I want to just do some.
All right.
Just I want to talk in, and after if it's like 2 minutes, 2 minutes talking, I want to play peace music.
Yeah. We haven't spoken since the election either. How did the Conservatives do in your riding? Is there anybody in Montreal who's Conservative MP to see your exhibit and be impressed and raise the issue with immigration? Did they win any ridings in Montreal?
But nobody won.
No Conservatives won in Montreal?
No Conservatives won, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. The Conservatives had a hard time here in Quebec.
Yes, I heard that.
It's a hard time, and yeah.
Well, maybe they have lots of time to go see your exhibit then, if they're not working.
The conservators, made something for my case here in Pointe-Saint-Charles. If they had accepted me before.
Now, slow down. This sounds interesting. What did you say, the conservatives? What about your case?
I said if the conservatives was accepted me in Pointe-Saint-Charles here,
yeah,
everybody going to be vote for it, believe me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, but what you said, that's it.
Yeah. Okay.
And we have good person here in the conservators. That's why I heard.
Okay. All right.
But, nobody, like to vote for them and,
Yeah. Well, keeping you in the dark. No. Okay.
Yeah, I have, my points are here in my area. I have big support. Big support. Each home.
Yeah.
Apartment?
Yeah.
The North situation is very angry.
Yeah.
You know the guy, the block Quebecois, you know what he put, what he did?
Well, no, what did he do?
He took my picture with his picture and he sent the citizen of Pointe-Saint-Charles, population of Pointe-Saint-Charles.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're pictured together?
Yeah.
Oh,
with me,
wow.
And that's.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's worked hard on my case, too.
Yeah. Well, block is powerful, you know?
Yeah.
Then nobody can shake their vote. It comes out the same no matter what.
Yeah, but it took 50, man. 50 cheers. Wow, win for 50.
Oh, 150 seats, yeah. Yeah.
150 seats, man, that's a lot.
Yep, that's right. No, we call them seats, not chairs, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's the same. Yeah, it's the same thing. I had to think for a minute.
Yeah, just a lot.
Yep. Yeah. Well, they always win a lot, it seems, you know? It doesn't seem like anybody's going to take anything from them.
Yeah, but it's almost the second, it's like it's good position. Like you have good position, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Because the liberal doesn't have much, then.
No, well, the liberals don't have credibility either. Unfortunately, that nobody takes them seriously right now. They're waiting for them to, you know, have a convention, elect a new leader, see who it is, see what they say.
Yeah, and if you see also, if you see the conservator has 142 seats, and that's it. It's like if you compare with the Bloc Québécois.
Yep.
The Bloc Québécois has 5 times more than the seat, more than conservators. I don't know if you understand this. I don't know if you understand what I mean. Because the conservators across Canada.
Right.
And we have 10 provinces.
Right.
You know, 10, like.
Yep. 10 provinces.
Yeah, provinces.
3 territories, yeah.
Yeah, and the conservatives took 142.
Yeah.
And the Bloc Québécois, only Quebec, 50.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, this is, sounds silly, but I think if the Bloc had had candidates outside Quebec, a lot of people would have voted.
Would you vote for them? Yeah, I heard
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I heard this.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
So who knows what happens in the next election?
Oh, the chief, Gilles Duceppe, he did a good campaign. He went to Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to Toronto, but for sure, Harper,
mm-hmm.
he won't change his philosophy, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because Harper is smart.
Okay. Yeah, well, we'll get the chance to see now, won't we? I mean, he has more power, but he still doesn't have a majority, so...
No, he's not having a majority.
He has to be, smart.
Yeah, but he's very smart.
He's a very bright man, yeah.
Yeah, and he's... Well... That's Aden. That's Aden, the calling for prayer.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll let you go, eh?
It's 6. It's almost 6.
Okay. All right. Well,
okay.
We'll let you go to prayer. And thank you for sticking with us through this interview. Yeah. We'll talk to you again next Monday at 3:30.
For sure. Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Bye.